Laurie Vandegrift knows firsthand how difficult battles with autism can be.
One of the things I remember was trying to potty train my autistic son, and I just remember him sitting on the toilet, and I was trying to communicate with him, and I looked in his eyes, and I could see that there was no communication there.
At the time, Vandegrift didn't know her son's diagnosis or that her younger son would be diagnosed with autism as well. She says because her children were diagnosed in the mid-1980s and didn't need special medication, she didn't have a problem with her insurance company. But she knows that isn't the case for every parent, especially with more and more cases being diagnosed today.
When my son was diagnosed, it was 1 in 10,000 children had autism. So very, very different situation. All the parents are looking for answers, and it's so much. The insurance companies are overwhelmed. The schools are overwhelmed. The people are overwhelmed.
Saturday at Fairmont Park in Sugar House, researchers, along with families affected by autism, got together for an annual picnic. There, Dr. Bill McMahon, professor and chairman in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Utah, said he is hopeful that last Thursday's Supreme Court decision will help many of the people he works with every day.
Autism is an incredible challenge for parents because they recognize that something's wrong with their child. Usually takes them a while to get a diagnosis. Most insurance companies do not pay for the diagnostic evaluation. And also most do not pay for any sort of intervention services. And I'm hoping that the new health care law will make some difference in that.
Andrew Riggle, public policy advocate for the Disability Law Center, has been looking into what the passage of the federal health care reform could mean for people with autism.
It is no longer considered a pre-existing condition for children and will no longer be considered a pre-existing condition for adults in 2014. Under the ACA. The other important piece is the elimination of annual and lifetime caps on the amount of coverage that you can access in any given year or over the lifetime of a policy.
Riggle notes the Affordable Care Act requires that certain essential benefits be made available by insurance plans in the individual and small group markets.
It says that behavioral health services, which many folks are interpreting to include autism-specific services like intensive behavior therapy and things like that, is one of the pieces.
But he adds the law leaves a lot of work to the state, adding now is time for parents to speak up and let their elected leaders know they want autism treatment to be included in an essential benefits package for Utah. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.